Mr. Bond said he's going to Haiti with a very heavy heart.
The damage, the destruction, loss of life are just overwhelming. Therefore, we need unprecedented international support to Haitian people.
The UN chief spoke to reporters aboard his flight from New York. The plane carried several of his senior advisors, as well as UN staff and aid supplies. Mr. Bond says the United Nations has three priorities now in Haiti.
First, save lives, as many lives as possible. We are running against the time. This is already a fourth day, but there are still hope that we can and we may save some more lives.
The organization also hopes to provide urgently needed humanitarian assistance, including tents, water, medical supplies, and other services. Mr. Bond said food distribution is improving, and the UN is now feeding at least 40,000 people a day. The UN's other priority is to coordinate the large international outpouring of assistance.
We should not waste even a single item, single dollar.
The Red Cross and the United Nations estimate more than 40,000 people have died as a result of the earthquake. Among them, more than 40 UN peacekeeping and civilian staff. Mr. Bond said for the United Nations, this is the gravest and greatest single loss to the organization. He said the organization has lost many dear colleagues, including the head of the Haiti mission, Hedi Anabi, a nearly 30-year veteran of the United Nations, and his deputy, Luis Carlos da Costa.
There are many more, I fear, colleagues whose fate we have to prepare for the worst. But United Nations carry on.
While on the ground, Mr. Bond plans to meet with President René Préval, UN staff, and local earthquake victims. He said he wants to assess firsthand the extent of the damage and humanitarian need. With Margaret Bashir, VOA News, Port-au-Prince. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, traveling with the Secretary General.